From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump to make an announcement Thursday whether the U.S. will pull out from a global Paris climate agreement. Reports suggest he will withdraw from the accord on voluntary carbon emissions reductions. Mr. Trump has questioned the science of man's impact on the climate and insists withdrawal will save U.S. jobs. But Columbia Business School professor Jeffrey Heal said pulling out is not supported by all business.
A lot of U.S. business is quite keen to remain in the Paris Agreement because they want the U.S. to have a seat at that table. These are going to be important negotiations. These are going to be negotiations that will affect every country in the world. And the U.S. really should be present in those negotiations. It's silly to just walk out of them.
The U.S. had pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2025. Gary Huffbauer of the Washington-based Peterson Institute said a withdrawal announcement would not have any immediate impact.
It's a symbolic gesture, a symbolic rejection of the importance of climate change, whether it does very much right away to speed up the trajectory of carbon emissions to me is quite doubtful, but it certainly doesn't accelerate the reduction of carbon, on the other hand.
Meanwhile, China and the European Union plan to meet Friday to reaffirm their support of the Paris Agreement. Media reports indicate that an airstrike killed Rayan Meshel, the founder of the Islamic State's media outlet Amag, and his daughter in eastern Syria's province of Deir ez-Zor. There has been no independent confirmation and no official comment from the U.S.-led coalition. The website served as the Sunni militant group's news agency announcing claims of responsibility for attacks. This is VOA News.